But now comes the higher karma yoga, the karma yoga which really enters into the true devotion.
Yes.
That's right, correct. Ananya chintayantaha mam ye janaha paryupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. Those who are full of desires, they enjoy all these pleasures which I described earlier. But others who think of me alone without distraction, tesham yogakshemam vahamyaham, in their case, whatever they need, I am responsible for it. They are never in want. You may live like Sudama, but when the time comes, even 7 palaces can be built within a short time for him. Because tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham, whatever they need at any given time is fulfilled by me.
Yoga and kshema, here two words.
Two words. There are many meanings of these two words, and there are contradictions in it. But basically, whatever union they want, yoga, and whatever well-being they want, that is being provided. Kshemam is actually well-being, and yoga is any kind of union. Whatever union they need, and whatever well-being they need, whatever object they want, whatever well-being they want, all that is provided by me.
Yoga does not mean here union with the divine alone.
It means anything. 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 What is needed? You are already united with me, the divine. Then whatever is needed, it is given to you.
Want anything, no?
You may not want it, but yet whatever you need, yes, whatever you need, even for work you may need something. If you are a warrior, Sri Krishna is in the battlefield, he needs a chariot, so chariot will be given to him. Because for the work, whatever is needed will be given to him. Ye api anya devata bhakta yajante shraddhaya anvitaha te api mameva kaunteya yajanti avidhi purvakam. Even those others who are doing lower kind of karma yoga and who are doing upasana at a lower level with all kinds of desires, even they, basically, all that worship comes to me because I am behind everybody, but avidhi purvakam. Only it is without any special method. Avidhipurvakam. It is haphazard, pell-mell, disorganized. It is an offering, but disorganized offering. It is unintelligent offering. But even that offering comes to me, because I am behind everybody.
So these are the different forms. I am the only...
That's right. That is to say, what Sri Krishna says is, in this chapter, there is an exposition of karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga at lower forms, in the higher forms, and then the integration of all the three. So in a very brief manner, that is why many people who read this at 9th chapter, they don't see with striking emphasis the entire meaning of this chapter. But if you read with great intensity, you find that Sri Krishna expounds in so many few verses lower forms of karma yoga and higher form of karma yoga, lower form of bhakti yoga, higher form of bhakti yoga, lower form of jnana yoga and higher form of jnana yoga, and then the integration of all the higher forms, so that you get integral yoga of jnana, integral yoga of karma, integral yoga of bhakti, and then the integral yoga of jnana, karma and bhakti. All this together, in these few verses, everything is given. Aham hi sarvayajyanam bhokta cha prabhu eva cha natu mam abhijananti tattvena atash chavanti. I am myself the enjoyer or receiver of all the sacrifices. I am the Lord of all sacrifices. But they do not know me. They are doing lower kind of upasana, lower kind of bhakti, and lower kind of karma yoga. Therefore, natu mam abhijananti. Although I receive all the offerings, they do not know that I am receiving them. Therefore, they do not know me, na abhijananti, tatvena. Therefore, they do not know me essentially. Ataha chevantite. Therefore, they come back again to the ordinary world, ordinary life again and again. Since they do not come to know me essentially, therefore they come back to this world of misery. Yanti devavrataha devan. Those who are attached to gods, they go to gods. Pitrin yanti pitrivrataha. Those who are worshippers of their forefathers, they go to the forefathers. Bhutani yanti bhutejyaha. Those who are worshipping ordinary bhutas, creatures, they attend to them. Yanti mad yajinaha api mam. But those who worship me, they indeed come to me. Now, in order to come to me, the path of action involves sacrifice. But there is also a simpler path of devotion in which what is offered, patram pushpam phalam toyam, even a leaf is enough. If you are really endowed with devotion, you don't need to do any kind of a big sacrifice. Patram pushpam phalam toyam, a leaf, a flower, a fruit, a drop of water. Yo me bhaktya prayachati. Those who bring even these little things with devotion. Tad aham bhakti upahritam ashnami prayatatmanaha. One who comes to me with a great effort, brings me anything, even patram pushpam toyam, that I receive. Tad aham bhakti upahritam ashnami. I enjoy it.